you know, Coop's got some different responsibilities that I wasn't aware of, but I am now. So just trying to take care of those.
What are some of those responsibilities that you're becoming?
You guys, I can tell you that. I didn't realize that. But, you know, just some of those things. And, you know, you deal with the actives and, you know, the injuries, all those type of things. So, you know, you're in constant communication with everybody around the building.
Are you just following kind of a blueprint that Coop already has in place down here?
You know, I said this to Dave Logan today. In my opinion, I've been with a lot of teams so far. Hopefully not many more. But I think his schedule is as good as any I've seen. The way he does things from a week-to-week basis, the way that we practice, the way that we meet, the way that we do our restoration for the players, the way our strength coaches do. I mean, it's just an incredible schedule, and I think it would be foolish to change it, to be honest with you. So, you know, I think he's already set it up for us for success, and we'll keep doing it.
How Trevor will be listed on the injury report today?
Yeah, limited still. You know, he had a positive day in practice yesterday, and you know, we're going to try to progress with him, see where he ends up, and you know, that'll be a decision that's made later on during the week, and it'll be a collective decision, obviously, with Greek involved having a big emphasis on it, and the doctors having an emphasis also.
A collective decision. I mean, is that your decision with Greek? I mean, who else is going to go?
Well, I mean, it's everybody. I mean, John's going to be involved. There's a lot of people in the organization who are involved in those decisions. So that's what I mean by collective.
Virgil and Donald were full yesterday, so are they ready to roll?
Stronger, yeah. I mean, we feel good about them going in. They definitely had what we did in practice yesterday. They handled well, and you know, we'll see how they progress today. And they're trending in the right direction.
Have you looked ahead to how your game day routine might change and talk to them about that?
Yeah, you know, trying to study that as much as I can. You know, looking at Coop's schedule, what he does. You know, all that's mapped out. So trying to look at that, and it's gonna be a little different. But I think we got a good plan for that too.
Any butterflies?
It hit a little bit today on the way in. I can tell you that I was. I think the day before I was a little too tired, probably a little too. Irritated after that last game, but it's starting to sink in.
Blueprint how to attack your defense from now on. And
yeah, I think you know, I think Wade has a great feel for that. When you look and see how he's game planned against people in the past, a lot of times if something comes up, it goes away pretty quick. But you know, you got to give credit to Atlanta. I mean, they had a great game plan, and you know, that Coleman had a big day, and you know, our guys, I'm sure they're going to be. Ready for the challenge coming up this week. I'm sure they understand that you know, they're going to get attacked the same way, and they're going to be ready for it.
Last week, Gary kept saying he was going to maybe take the quarterback decision all the way up to game time. Is that the same thing this week, or could you make the decision tomorrow?
No, we're going to have to take it up until game time. I think it's going to be, you know, again, like I said, I hate to keep repeating myself, but it's the truth. I mean, we're trying to make the best decision for our team and also for Trevor.
Have any other coaches reached out to you in the league to give you any advice or anything about stepping in as interim head coach?
Yeah, the good thing is Wade has been it three times. So, you know, he's a great sounding board. He's a guy that you know, hired me in Dallas. So I've got a lot of respect for him. And he's probably happy he's not doing it. But he gave me some advice. And some other people have too. So it's been real positive around the league. And hopefully we can get to 1-0. That's what we want to try to get to.
What kind of advice?
Did you speak in front of the whole team today, like for the first time as?
I mean, maybe for the first time as interim coach, but yeah. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that's a positive about our job. I speak to the whole team every Saturday night, pretty much the whole team on Wednesday and Thursday, you know, so it's not something that I was freaked out about, I can tell you that. Now, John was in there, that gave you a little bit of nerves for sure, and Joe Ellis was in there, but it was good. I think they got the message, and they went out and had a good practice yesterday.
Joe, you've been asked questions today about the offense and the defense. How immersed were you in those before this job switch, and how much did you have to start studying up real quick?
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as immersed, I wouldn't say I was immersed. You always know what's going on. Like I said before, you really have to, you know, have a game-like atmosphere all the time. So when I'm in the game, I'm watching what we're doing on offense, watching what we're doing on defense, and then after the game, I'll watch the film, go through the film, just so we can have a feel for it. And I've watched more San Diego tape than I have in the past, for sure. But you know, that's where it's come from. And then obviously communicate with Coop in the past. That's basically what happens.
Does their own role take you away from paying attention to special teams, and do you worry about that?
No, it can't, because you got to make sure, you know, that you're doing your job to the fullest too. You know, like I said, I came in just a little bit earlier, so Patrick will tell you I get here pretty early anyway, but it was a little bit earlier today, so I don't think it's going to take away from it at all, to be honest with you. In fact, I know it's not going to.
Speaking of special teams, on the kickoff returns, you know, Cody didn't get out to the 25. Is some of that the decision, some of that the execution of the play?
Yeah, I think it was both. You know, we had some risk-reward deals, you know. Right before the half, we were going to try to make a play, and we were hoping we didn't have to punt it before the half, really, what happened. You know, we knew it was kind of a – they had burned all their timeouts, so we had a good, pretty good feel that, you know, that would be the last play, really, or the offense would have the last play. And it didn't quite end up that way, but, you know, we'll keep working on that. You know, he's done some good things, and we didn't do as well last week as we needed to. You got to give Atlanta credit there. I didn't think in any three phase we won, you know, so we definitely didn't in my phase either.
Being a head coach something that's ever been a dream of yours?
I mean, you always think about it, you know. You always think about it. I interviewed for the Chicago job, so, you know, you think about it. But I don't really look at this opportunity as that, to be honest with you. I look at it helping, you know, an organization and helping a friend and a coach. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to try to do everything I can to help this organization get through this little bump in the road, and then we'll go from there.
Are the Chargers especially dangerous considering they blown a lot of games late?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I said that yesterday. You know, I think it was 1-4-6-3, something like that. I mean, they're close to being 4-1. So, and they've really, you know, they haven't had a lot of games at home yet. So, you know, that's another factor also. So I think the last one was 35-34 to New Orleans. And, again, it was something that happened at the end of the game for them. So I think they're extremely dangerous. They're playing really good up front on defense. And I think, you know, it's going to be a challenge, obviously, every time you play Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's great. We had a chance to practice against him when I was in Dallas, and unbelievable competitor, unbelievable talent. I mean, after seeing him practice, I know why they're as good as he is, or he is as good as he is.
Joe, camera's going to be on you a lot Thursday night. You going to dress any differently?
I won't dress any differently. I did get some advice about my language, that's for sure. So, yeah, you can guess who that came from. So, I don't know. I don't know about him telling me that, but Coach Reeves I'm talking about. But you know, you're representing the organization, you know, and you always are. But it's probably a little bit more intense, I would say now.
So John said that you work with Gary a lot on game day and in game management decisions, and that was part of the reason that this choice was made. So who steps up to fill your role in game management? Who are you going to look to help you make those kind of game management decisions?
Yeah, we'll lean with Mitch Tanney, like John talked about, and then you know, so he and I are in constant communication anyway, but now it'll probably be a little bit more even, and then also you know, lean on Wade and lean on Rico a little bit more than I talk to them during the game, but I'll obviously be talking to them quite a bit.
The team's incredible success against division opponents on the road is on the line again here. Have you thought about that at all as you take over for a week?
Yeah, I did after I read it today. So it's just a little bit more pressure. No, it's been a great organization here. I mean, won a lot of games here, and so that comes against your division opponents, and it's probably the way the record is. But you know, our job is to try to go win against San Diego. I can't think about anything else other than that.
There aren't a lot of special teams coaches who become head coaches around the league, but do you think this week can maybe open a door for you down the line to be a head coach in the NFL?
Like I said, I mean, that's for somebody else to decide. I'm not worried about it. I mean, and I know it sounds, you know, like I'm not being truthful. I am, because really, I want to help us do what we need to do to get the W, and then let them fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, we'll see what happens.
You did talk to Coach Reeves?
I've talked to him a couple times now. I've texted and then talked to him for, you know, this morning.
Share anything besides the language advice?
No, I mean, he was good. He was great, you know, very supportive. And, you know, he did say that, you know, he said that, you know, try to make sure that you be yourself. He said that's the best advice that he got from Coach Landry when he started. And so I'm going to try to continue that as much as I can.